When it comes to building a healthy mindset, what role should gratitude play? Hi, welcome to another conversation here on Business Mindset Mastery. I'm so glad to have you today. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find out about me and how to work with me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today I want to have a real honest conversation with you about the role of gratitude when it comes to your mindset and personal development. I have a little beef with the word, if I'm going to be really honest with you about this. I feel like it's very overused. We see in social media posts, hashtag grateful, hashtag blessed, hashtag blessings. And this idea that we're going to just share good news and then like put it out into the universe that we're grateful, to what end and to what point? To feel better about ourselves, to have other people see us in a certain way. There are a lot of blogs. There are a lot of podcast episodes and even books about the topic of expressing gratitude and how important it can be to express gratitude. But I don't think there's a lot in the messaging about why it's good, why it's important, and how we're supposed to use it. That's the conversation I want to have with you today, because I don't think you can just say, oh, had a great day with my kids, hashtag grateful, hashtag mom life, and expect it to change your perspective in any way. It's not going to lead to some enlightened personal growth on your part. It's not going to make you a better business owner simply by saying it. And I think that when you receive messages around the importance of being grateful, the importance of expressing gratitude on a regular basis, I do think that the messaging and the teaching is on simply saying it. And that misses the mark. And I want to use today's episode to help you better understand how expressing gratitude, feeling gratitude, and letting gratitude into your life really can build your personal development, really can get you closer to the life and the business you want, but you have to use it intentionally and you have to use it deliberately. And, you know, my bias is there's a specific way that better serves you than simply saying hashtag blessed and hashtag blessings. So I want to dive into that conversation. And one of the ways I want to do that is I want to bring you back to an episode that I did about a year ago. I called it Look for the Green Lights, and I'm going to include a link to that specific episode in the show notes so that you can refer to it. It's one of my best of episodes for me as a host. It's probably one of the conversations I'm most proud of having and starting on the show, but it also too really specifically teaches the skill of looking for times when life went your way, when you thought something was going to be hard and it was easier than you thought, when you got in line and the line moved quickly, when you sent out an email to your list and everybody opened, when you pitched yourself to a podcast host and they immediately said yes to the interview. You know, the times when you did your best and your best worked, or when something didn't work out, but it didn't particularly feel that bad, or you were able to see how things worked out for the best anyway. I ask people to catalog those examples, to pay attention to the green lights, to notice the times that are going well as a way of building resilience. It's my story, my belief, and my bias that the more we see when things went well, the more we see sort of positive responses to actions we've taken, or that we've gotten a good result from something we tried, and we store it, our bucket is more full, so that when life doesn't go our way, when something is particularly hard or a challenge, we have reserves to lean on so that we can power through. But a lot of the ways we're biologically trained to move through life is counterproductive and counterintuitive to that, because we are biologically wired to look for risk, which means we're constantly training our brains to catalog. I waited in line at the grocery store for 25 minutes. Of course, it had to start raining as soon as I left the house. I sent out an email to 500 people and only 3 people could be bothered to open it. I'm only making this amount of money, but my competition is making that amount of money. Our brains are wired to look for the ways and the places where we're getting less, where we're being treated differently, where we're being rejected, because our bodies are biologically wired to fear those things and to tell us to stop, pay attention, and there might be risk involved, which means that when something bad actually happens, we don't have anything to lean on. So that episode, Look for the Green Lights, I'm so proud of it because it teaches you to retrain your brain to look for the positive so that you can start to see and tune into the positive parts of life. That will fuel you for your own personal development journey and your own mindset journey. The reason why I'm linking that episode to this discussion of gratitude is because I think it largely serves the same purpose and function. That the role of gratitude isn't just looking at what we got that we didn't deserve. I don't actually think looking at things that we, that we just happened to get without any role in ourselves and taking any ownership over it actually does any of us any good for any amount of time. It feels good in the moment to be like, oh, I love my family. It feels so good that we're all together right now. That's a warm fuzzy. It fills us with comfort. It fills us with a sense of companionship and joy and connectedness and family. But that thought of gratitude only lasts that moment. Until you start to look at what are all the steps that I did and that I took to create this moment? Because not every family has this. We're not just lucky. We took part in something. We participated. We were thoughtful. We reached out. We had one another's back. We, showed up for one another when showing up was a little bit of an inconvenience. We offered help when we didn't really have time. We accepted help when it felt super vulnerable. We want to look at how did we participate in the results that we got? That's where gratitude really has a point and a purpose, because we want to be able to see and own our own personal power in terms of getting the life and the businesses we want. And yes, when we just, wake up to a week in the middle of winter when it's sunny 3 days in a row, we absolutely get to feel grateful for that. We absolutely get to appreciate the respite from the hard or from the cold or from the suffering. But what's more important is that we tune into the things that are going well, that we're taking control over, so that we can be grateful for our ability to take a chance. We can be grateful for our willingness to be vulnerable. We can be grateful for our ability to show up when showing up is rather hard and challenging and takes us outside our comfort zone. Those are things we can be grateful for, but we want to pay attention to how we've shown up and how we've participated. Because I think what ends up happening as a result of the gratitude conversation, sometimes when it gets sort of distorted and morphed into something else, it trains people to just wait. It programs people to say or to see, well, what's life going to hand me? Or I'm just, I have this business idea, but I'm just going to see what people ask for, rather than putting out the business idea, asking people what they think, and perhaps risking some form of rejection or discouragement. So what I really want people to think about when they think about the role of gratitude is, yes, suck in every moment of joy you possibly can. Yes, take in every single good thing that happens. But more than that, go looking for it. Go look for the green lights. Go look for the times when things went well. Fill up your bucket and recognize and accept the responsibility that comes with doing it. Because yes, we can, take in a random act of kindness. We can read a warm fuzzy on social media. We can appreciate, an isolated hour with a girlfriend uninterrupted on the phone, or, a really good workout session. session or whatever floats your boat. But when we just sort of absolve ourselves of any responsibility to it, and it just happened upon us, and we just got lucky, which I think is sometimes where gratitude gets, you know, sort of confused and the messaging gets off, then we're not owning our ability to create that for ourselves and to create more of it. Because the best things in life usually don't happen by accident. Really close-knit families who, you know, have important conversations and show up for one another, that didn't just happen. That's people showing up when they're tired. That's people having hard conversations saying, it really hurt me, it really bothered me, and somebody else on the other side of that conversation listening and apologizing and accepting responsibility. That type of stuff doesn't happen by accident. And we need, and if we're going to multiply it, if we're going to allow that to grow in our lives, we need to see our own role in creating that and our own ability to create more grateful moments. But I think sometimes the gratitude movement puts people in the passenger seat of their life and their business, reacting to what happens to them, where some universe or some God is, you know, miraculously in charge of what they're worthy of or deserving of, without actually looking at what can I do to get a different result or the desired result in my own life. That doesn't mean that when your kid is sick and your kid gets better, you don't get to be grateful that it didn't get worse. That doesn't mean that when you hear the news of some awful natural disaster that you can't have a moment of saying, thank goodness that's not in my town. Or when you hear an awful news story, you want to hold your people a little bit tighter and be grateful that it wasn't your people affected. You get to take in those moments, but a daily practice of getting lucky, I don't believe serves us. I don't believe that's a practice that gets us closer to the lives or the businesses we want for ourselves. What we need to do is take ownership of making it happen, of getting in control of our lives, being grateful that we have the ability to ask for help, being grateful that we have the ability to accept help, that when we don't know something, we can ask, that when something's important to us, we will work hard for it and we will persevere. When we get knocked down, we have the ability to get back up. I'm not saying gratitude doesn't have a role, but it can't be passive. You know, what I'm really proposing here in this conversation is active gratitude. Owning it, seeking it, going for it, replicating it, all of those things in a way that gets you closer to the life you want to have and in the business you want to run. It's a driver's seat conversation versus a passenger seat conversation. And you have heard me have that conversation on the show before. You will largely hear me having it again. But if you've got gratitude as a daily practice, make sure it's getting you to where you want it to take you. Make sure that it serves a purpose beyond a momentary warm fuzzy, because those only last so long. Thank you so much for hearing me out today. I know I'm going against the status quo on this conversation, and I know that I'm, you know, disrupting the conversation a bit, but I really did feel it important to offer an alternative point of view and maybe include a challenge in it for you to do some introspective work and to ask yourself, how am I creating a world for myself where there's more opportunity of gratitude, where there's more things that can work out for me? How am I taking ownership over the life I want and the business I want? So let that sit with you. Let it marinate. See how it sits. And then tell me what you think. I'm happy to have a debate with you. I'm happy to continue the conversation. You can always find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thank you so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.